Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtodhata Sri Srimad Shivain Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి, గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమాంది. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అవద్వేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. యూఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 28. అథో దీచీం దిశం యాతు స్వైరజ్ఞాతగతిర్భవాన్ ఇతోర్వాక్ ప్రాయశః కాల పుంసాం గుణవికర్షణః. అథోదీచీం దిశం యాతు స్వైరజ్ఞాతగతిర్భవాన్ ఇతోర్వాక్ ప్రాయశః కాల పుంసాం గుణవికర్షణః. అథోదీచీం దిశం యాతు స్వైరజ్ఞాతగతిర్భవాన్ ఇతోర్వాక్ ప్రాయశః కాల పుంసాం గుణవికర్షణః. వర్డ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ అథ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఉదీచీం నార్దర్న్ సైడ్ దిశం డైరెక్షన్ యాతు ప్లీజ్ గో అవే స్వైహి బై యువర్ రిలేటివ్స్ అజ్ఞాత వితౌట్ నాలెడ్జ్ గతి మూవ్మెంట్స్ భవాన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇతః ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ అర్వాక్ విల్ అషరిన్ ప్రాయశః జనరలీ కాలః టైమ్ పుంసాం ఆఫ్ మెన్ గుణ క్వాలిటీస్ వికర్షణః డిమినిషింగ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ప్లీజ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ లీవ్ ఫార్ ద నార్త్ ఇమీడియట్లీ without letting your relatives know. For soon that time will approach which will diminish the good qualities of men. Purport. One can compensate for a life of frustration by becoming a dhira or leaving home for good without communicating with relatives. And Vidura advised his eldest brother to adopt this way without delay, because very quickly the age of Kali was approaching. A conditioned soul is already degraded by the material association, and still in the Kali Yuga, the good qualities of a man will deteriorate to the lowest standard. He was advised to leave home before Kali Yuga approached, because the atmosphere which was created by Vidura, his valuable instructions on the facts of life, would fade away due to the influence of the age which was fast approaching. To become Narottama, or a first-class human being, depending completely on the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, is not possible for any ordinary man. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:28 that a person who is completely relieved of all traits of sinful acts can alone depend on the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Dhritarashtra was advised by Vidura at least to become a dhira in the beginning, if it were impossible for him to become a sannyasi or a narottama. Persistently endeavoring on the line of self-realization helps a person to rise to the conditions of a narottama from the stage of a dhira. The dhira stage is attained after prolonged practice of the yoga system. But by the grace of Vidura, one can attain that stage immediately simply by willing to adopt the means of the dhira stage, which is the preparatory stage for sannyas. The sannyas stage is a preparatory stage of Paramahamsa, or the first grade devotee of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we'll continue our discussion on this section of the first canto, where Vidura is coming back from pilgrimage after his precious association with Maitreya Rishi. After hearing a lot of instructions, he has come back to Hastinapur in order to deliver his elder brother Dhritarashtra. So we know how Vidura was banished from Hastinapur by Duryodhan. After giving him some sharp advice, Duryodhan couldn't tolerate that. And he said, this man should be kicked out. Only with his life breath, he should not be allowed to stay here. Let him get out of this place. Because although a family member, he is siding with our enemies. So he should not be allowed to stay here. And this way Vidura left. the sharp words, Saitham Atyulbana Karuna Vanair, he felt that pain of sharp words of Duryodhan. But he took it in a positive note, went outside, went in places of pilgrimage and got the association of Maitreya Muni. So how a devotee also feels pain upon hearing sharp words. And Krishna describes this in the 11th canto also in the section of Avanti Brahman. Avanti Brahman was earlier a farmer, agriculturist and a businessman. But then he was such a greedy, miserly man that he never utilized his earnings for the welfare of others, even for the welfare of his family members. And everyone then started criticizing him, abusing him. And then suddenly he developed detachment and vairagya, and then he left everything. So in that section, Krishna is telling Uddhava how the sharp words can pierce the hearts of anyone, even if he is a dhira. So he says, Nastyatra sadhur vai durjaneritaihi duraktair bhinnam atmanam yas samadhatum ishvarah. Oh, disciple of Brihaspati, there is virtually no saintly person in this world capable of resettling his own mind after it has been disturbed by the insulting words of uncivilized men. So no matter how stable we are in spiritual life, no matter how much we have heard about equilibrium and equanimity and not getting affected by dualities, but when we hear sharp words of uncivilized men, then that can unsettle even the most saintly person. And then he says, sharp arrows which pierce one's chest and reach the heart do not cause as much suffering as the arrows of harsh, insulting words that become lodged within the heart when spoken by uncivilized men. So words can penetrate deeper than physical arrows. It can cause greater injuries than any other physical gross weapon. So therefore, Vidura in this case, he felt the pain of Duryodhan's sharp words. Although he was speaking for his benefit, for the benefit of the entire Kuru dynasty, he could foresee the dangers of the war. So out of concern, he was speaking, but Duryodhan couldn't appreciate those advice. And Duryodhan rejected him with sharp words. So in this case, in this section, we see how Dhritarashtra, who happened to be a highly attached king, the word Dhritarashtra indicates one who is attached to Rashtra, position. The facility is coming up with that position, the resources and the man, the servants, everything you get when you get a position. So Dhritarashtra is too attached and he doesn't want to give it up. So in the Mahabharata we find Dhritarashtra's character analyzed in nice great detail. How his attachment comes out in various instances. Right from his coronation as the king, he was born blind. And there was no cure for his blindness, physical blindness. As the eldest son, he had the right to become the king. That's the tradition. The eldest son becomes the king. We find this in every dynasty. Bharat Maharaj, the eldest son, became the king. Dhruva became the king. So, eldest son becomes the king. So, Dhritarashtra naturally had the right to become the king. But because of his blindness, a blind man cannot rule. So, then he had to step down. The next son, Pandu, was made the king. So there itself Dhritarashtra felt, I am missing this right. My blindness is preventing me from becoming the king. So he had that grudge. Why fate is going against me? And then Pandu became the king and he ruled very nicely. But unfortunately, he got cursed. When he went on a hunting expedition, he got cursed that he won't be able to unite with his wife and produce children. If he did try that, then he will die. So Pandu, as soon as he heard this curse, he understood that there is no point in continuing to enjoy life, being the king. And if I cannot produce a child, son, then what is the point in enjoying the kingdom? So he thought, this is the best time to retire. So he came back to Hastinapur and said, I don't want to do anything with kingdom. I am going to the forest, do tapasya and pursue spiritual life. So then there is no other son, only Dhritarashtra is left. So again Dhritarashtra became the king. Pandu went on with his austerities in the forest. So Dhritarashtra again got, and he got the much cherished position of becoming the king, he got, although with physical disabilities. Then we know how Pandu got, he got three sons with the help of that mantra, Kunti's mantra, Durvasamani gave her. And Yudhishthir, Bhima, Arjun were born. But here Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Gandhari was pregnant. But somehow for some reason, Yudhishthir took birth first. And Duryodhan and the pregnancy, Gandhari's pregnancy continued for more than the usual time. And then she got angry. When she got the news that Yudhishthir is born, then she started hitting her womb. And then this mass of flesh was born. And then Vyasadeva came and advised, divide this piece into 100 pieces, store it in a certain fashion. So there also, Dhritarashtra felt, at least if I couldn't become the king, I couldn't enjoy the position of a king. At least my son can become the king. Through my son, I can enjoy, I can rule. But unfortunately, Duryodhan took birth after Yudhishthir. Again, that disadvantage he had to go through. If Yudhishthir is the elder son, then after me, he has to become the king. My son cannot become the king. So every time his attachment or his ambition to fulfill his desire, ambition to fulfill his position as a king was getting impeded. So then Yudhishthir and the Pandavas are growing nicely here. Duryodhan is facing insecurity. He is feeling, I have every right. My father is the king, so I should become naturally the king. And then when the Pandavas came back from the forest, then all kinds of scheming and plotting began from Duryodhan's side, trying to kill them, trying to send away to Varanavat, Lakshagriha incident and the gambling match. All those incidents happened. And the funny thing is, Duryodhan knew Dhritarashtra's weak point. Although Dhritarashtra knew what is right and what is wrong, what is moral, what is immoral, but Duryodhan knew where to press Dhritarashtra's buttons so that I can get my desires fulfilled. So at the right time, he would go to Dhritarashtra, express his desire. He would say, how can I stay here when the Pandavas are staying here? I feel so insecure. As your son, I should become the king. And if these people are, I am hearing rumors and news that the citizens of Hastinapur are appreciating the Pandavas. They are wondering why this blind king is continuing to rule. And when is this blind king going to hand over the kingdom to Yudhishthir? And I am hearing all these news. I can't tolerate this. Please do something. So Dhritarashtra hears this and then he says, what's your suggestion? What's your idea? I suggest let us send them to a distant place and let them stay there and maybe they won't come back. So when Dhritarashtra heard this, he understood there's an evil plan going on. He said, no, this is not proper. We need to consult with Bhishma and Vidura and other elders. They said, don't worry, we will convince them how to send them. So Dhritarashtra, although he knew this is wrong, but somehow he didn't have the strength to say no to his son. Just like every sadhaka has their weak points, certain addictions, certain anarthas. When the temptation comes, we cannot say no. Although other times we are normal. We know philosophically this is right, this is wrong, this is not to be done, this is to be done. But when there is a temptation, when there is an alluring situation, everything that whatever we have learned, whatever we have understood, heard, everything is forgotten. And then we succumb to the temptation and then we regret later. Similarly, in this case, Dhritarashtra's addiction was his attachment to his son Duryodhan. So although he knew philosophically what is right and wrong, but when Duryodhan would come and present his case, his problems, Dhritarashtra would succumb. And then he would sanction. Like yesterday, Chaitanya Charitamrita was saying, Dhritarashtra was hopeless and Duryodhan was shameless. When Krishna went as a peace messenger, and Dhritarashtra said, I am helpless. I can't do anything. I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I can't do. I can't control my son. So then Krishna announces there, we all have heard how the king is helpless and this son Duryodhan is shameless. He can go to any extent to fulfill his ambitions. So in this way, Dhritarashtra's attachment to his position, his deep rooted desire to enjoy the position as a king and enjoy the facilities is coming out every time. Even during the war, when every day Bhima was killing a few dozen sons of Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra still maintained that hope. No, some Duryodhan will win, but other sons will remain, and somehow our side will win, somehow will Bhishma, Drona, Karna, someone will kill the Pandavas and my sons will remain alive. But every day he was receiving news how Bhima was killing 20 sons dead, next day 30 sons dead, 15 sons dead, finally Dushasan dead, and only one son left last day of the war. So he still maintained that hope. Somehow Duryodhan will remain alive. And even Duryodhan was dead. And then Pandavas became the king. And then we saw in the earlier verses how Bhima was insulting Dhritarashtra with, like treating him like a dog with remnants of food. Even after the war, when they came back, Dhritarashtra couldn't control his emotions. When the Pandavas and Krishna went to meet Dhritarashtra, first time after the war, and Dhritarashtra welcomed him. Please come, I would like to congratulate you. So Yudhishthira goes first, Dhritarashtra embraces him. Although he is sorrowful, but he is embracing him. And then Bhima is supposed to go next, and Krishna says, wait, you don't go. There is this iron statue of Bhima, where Duryodhan was practicing his club fighting. Keep that forward. Put this forward. Push this forward. So the iron statue is pushed forward and Dhritarashtra thinks that this is Bhima. And he goes and embraces with such a tight embrace. Actually all his internal anguish and hatred towards Bhima is coming out. And he releases all his strength, hoping to kill Bhima with this embrace. And he embraces the iron statue and the iron statue crumbles into powder. Just imagine the strength of Dhritarashtra. Iron statue was crumbled. And then he expresses fierce grief, fake sorrow. Oh my dear Bhima, I wanted to embrace you with my loving emotions, but it seems I have killed you. I'm really sorry. My dear Bhima is dead. So then everyone is looking at Krishna and Krishna says, oh my dear king, please don't worry. Your dear Bhima is still alive. What you have killed is not Bhima but his statue, iron statue. So please give up. All your internal hypocrisy has come out and don't worry. Bhima is alive. And then Krishna advises him, why this hatred? Why are you still harboring this hatred and anger towards them? You are the root cause of everything. So many people advised you not to to stop Duryodhan, to prevent the war. You had so many options, so many opportunities given, but you never listened. And now this fate has come upon you and then you are still not accepting the situation. So Dhritarashtra was the root. That famous verse is there in the Mahabharata. దుర్యోధనో మన్యుమయో మహాద్రుమో. మూలం ధృతరాష్ట్రం. ధృతరాష్ట్రం ఇస్ ద మూల రూట్, రూట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ట్రీ ఆఫ్ అధర్మ రిప్రజెంటెడ్ బై దుర్యోధన్ అండ్ ద కౌరవస్. సో ధృతరాష్ట్ర వాజ్ అ ప్యాసివ్ కాన్స్పిరేటర్ అండ్ దుర్యోధన్ వాజ్ ది యాక్టివ్ కాన్స్పిరేటర్. సో దుర్యోధన్ హ్యాడ్ ఆల్ ద ప్లాన్స్ బట్ హీ నీడెడ్ పర్మిషన్ అండ్ శాంక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్ వన్ అండ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర ప్రొవైడెడ్ ఇట్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ద కింగ్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే ధృతరాష్ట్రస్ అటాచ్మెంట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఈవెన్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద బర్త్ ఆఫ్ దుర్యోధన్. When Duryodhan was born, the first day, Mahabharata describes how so many inauspicious omens were there. Jackals howling and donkeys braying and all kinds of inauspicious animals making sounds, clouds thundering. So Dhritarashtra wondered, why, what is the cause? And he asked Vidur, what is this happening? So Vidura had advised then, that this indicates that this son of yours is going to be the destroyer of the entire Kuru dynasty. You should reject him, abandon him. Vidura didn't advise you should kill him, murder him. He'd abandon him. Because if such a son stays in the kingdom, has a position of a king, then with such an evil mind, evil character, he will misuse everything. But if he's outside, not in the royal situation, then the damage caused will not be so much. You may continue maintaining him indirectly, but you don't have to raise him within the palace. So, but Dhritarashtra said, how, this is my son, and how can I reject him? So, Vidura said, you're going to get 99 sons more. Just one son out of 100, it's not a big loss. And after he quoted that famous verse where he said, for the sake of a village, you have to reject a son. For the sake of a state, you have to reject a village. For the sake of a country, you have to reject a city. For the sake of the whole world, you have to reject a country. And for the sake of one's own self, you have to reject the whole world. So, for the sake of the entire dynasty, you are the king. Duryodhan is not your only son. The entire kingdom, citizens are your sons. Praja. Praja means the Raja is the father of the Praja. So you have responsibility towards every Praja here. And just because of your attachment to your one son, you are going to cause danger, harm to so many other sons, Praja. So therefore, for the benefit of everyone else, you should reject, abandon this child. So after giving a lot of advice, they remained silent. And Dhritarashtra thought about it. And he called his servant and said, take this child inside. Indirectly rejecting the advice. So Vidura, when he saw this, he and Bhishma looked at each other, stunned. Where did this all advice fall? It all fell on deaf ears. They looked at each other, speechless. But then they understood, we are helpless. Ultimately he is the king and his decision is final. So, in this way, Dhritarashtra's attachment is seen in every instance. But, in spite of getting all advice, he was unable to cut that attachment. Only when that attachment was taken away, as Chaitanya Charitamrita was saying yesterday, irreversibly taken away. Then, when Vidura's advice came in this section, then it had its impact. All these years, he was getting advice from Vidura, but he couldn't appreciate that advice. At this instance, when all his sons were dead and Bhima was mistreating him, now when Vidura is speaking to him, those harsh words, sharp words, now he is able to act upon the advice. And Vidura is advising him here, please therefore leave for the north without letting your relatives know. For soon the time of Kali Yuga will approach. So this is considered a glorious way to leave home. Without informing anyone, unknown to everyone, unknown to family members and friends, just leave and get into forest or the north, Himalayas. Such departure is considered glorious. And the family members also should not grieve over such sannyas of the family member. They should celebrate. They may have the feelings of moroseness, but it's considered glorious. Not someone who is dragging on till the end of life and being abused and insulted by family members. So as long as a man is earning money, maintaining the family members, he is respected and appreciated. But then after a certain time, he will fall sick, he won't be able to support the family, and he will have his certain demands, which the next generation may not be able to understand. There's a generation gap. His needs are unable to understand, not being understood by his sons and grandsons. Now we see this in every home, every family, right? Grandfathers and grandchildren. So much generation gap. Even sons. And they have their demands and their idiosyncrasies, and the children cannot understand. Harsh words. So in such a case, before such a situation arises, the Shastras advise, leave home. And the pain of the suffering caused in the forest due to loneliness and seclusion is more respectable than the pain of getting abused by our own family members and friends. Of course, in Kali Yuga, sannyas is not the recommended age because sannyasis can also misuse their position. Lord Chaitanya doesn't advise sannyas for everyone, especially for Kali Yuga residents, unless the person is practicing devotional life. But in general, Shastras describe, after a certain age, give up family life. So in this way, Dhritarashtra, by the association of Vidura's strong association, advice, he is able to cut off the attachment and leave, proceed to the north. And in the coming verses, we'll see how he achieved yogic perfection. So here, Prabhupada is right. In the purport, Prabhupada is talking about the evil effects of Kali Yuga. So in the 12th canto, we find all the future symptoms of Kali Yuga. I was referring to Devamrita Maharaj's book, Searching for Vedic India, where he summarizes these points of 12th canto and explains the whole Kali Yuga symptoms very nicely. What are we going to expect? Some we have already started witnessing, but many things are going to come. So he describes Kali Yuga's symptoms in 4 or 5 sections. Kali Yuga, Bhagavatam's description about society in general, money, family life, environment and nature, all these things Bhagavatam describes in the 12th canto. So, I'll read out certain sections. When there is a predominance of cheating, lying, sleepiness, violence, depression, lamentation, bewilderment, fear, poverty, that age is Kali Yuga, the age of the mode of ignorance. Because of the bad qualities of the Kali age, human beings will become short-sighted, unfortunate, gluttonous, always eating, overeating, lustful and poverty-stricken. Women, becoming unchaste, will freely wander from one man to another. Cities will be dominated by thieves. The Vedas will be contaminated by speculative interpretation of atheists and political leaders, and will virtually the so-called priests and intellectuals will be the devotees of their bellies and genitals. Priests will become, instead of becoming devotees of deities, they will become the devotees of their bellies and genitals. In Kali Yuga, men will be wretched and controlled by women. They will reject their fathers, brothers, other relatives and friends, and will instead associate with their sisters and brothers of their wives. In the age of Kali, people's mind will be always agitated. They will become emaciated by famine and drought and taxation, and will always be disturbed by the fear of drought. They will lack adequate clothing, food and drink, will be unable to properly rest and have sex or bathe themselves, and will have no ornaments on their bodies. పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ విల్ స్టార్ట్ అపియరింగ్ లైక్ ఘోస్ట్స్, యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హాంటెడ్ బై ఘోస్ట్స్. దట్స్ హౌ కలియుగ రెసిడెంట్స్ విల్ ఇవెన్చువల్లీ స్టార్ట్ లుకింగ్ లైక్. దెన్ మెన్ విల్ నో లాంగర్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ దేర్ ఎల్డర్లీ పేరెంట్స్, దేర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ దేర్ రెస్పెక్టబుల్ వైవ్స్. థరలీ డిగ్రేడెడ్ దే విల్ కేర్ ఓన్లీ టు సాటిస్ఫై దేర్ బెలీస్ అండ్ జెనిటల్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ కలియుగాస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్. దెన్ అబౌట్ సొసైటీ, భాగవతం సేస్ సొసైటీ విల్ బి లైక్ టిపికల్ డెమోక్రటిక్ సొసైటీ, ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ ఫర్ ద పీపుల్ బై ద పీపుల్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఎక్స్ప్లాయిడ్ ఎవ్రీవన్, అన్ప్యూరిఫైడ్ నెగ్లెక్టింగ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హ్యూమన్ డ్యూటీస్ అండ్ కవర్డ్ బై ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇన్ ద గైస్ ఆఫ్ గవర్నమెంట్ మెంబర్స్, దే విల్ వర్చువలీ డివోర్ ద సిటిజన్స్ యాజ్ లీడర్. దే విల్ ప్రొజెక్ట్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ యాజ్ వెరీ కేరింగ్ ఫర్ ద పబ్లిక్, బట్ అల్టిమేట్లీ దేర్ మెయిన్ ఇంటెన్షన్ ఇస్ టు లూట్ ద జనరల్ సిటిజన్స్. సెవెరల్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ విల్ కమ్ అప్ ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సోషల్ ఫిలంథ్రోపీ, దే విల్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎండ్ అప్ లూటింగ్ ద పీపుల్. దెన్ లా అండ్ జస్టిస్ విల్ బి అప్లైడ్ ఓన్లీ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ పవర్, మైట్ ఈస్ రైట్, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ క్యాన్ అక్యూములేట్ హూ ఎవర్ క్యాన్ అక్యూములేట్ ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ విల్ కంట్రోల్ సొసైటీ. Eventually, the citizens will feel so harassed that they will abandon their land and home. They will leave their homes and they will run into the forest out of fear of taxation. Then, money, economy. What does Bhagavatam say about economy? The economy will become the deity of society. They will worship economy and economic progress. Everything else will fade into the background. Human progress and decline will be measured based on economic indicators. Wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth. Good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities. If someone has wealth, he is a gentleman. He is a respectable person. Then, success in business will depend on deceit. A person's propriety will be seriously questioned if he doesn't have a good earning. Character doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter. If he earns well, he is a nice person. He is successful. Those lacking money will even be judged unholy. If you don't have money, you are inauspicious, unholy. Merely filling the belly will become acceptable as a proper goal of life. And society will regard any man who can adequately maintain his family as expert. So this is about money. Then family life. So Devamrita Maharaj writes here, sex will become the essential expression of selfhood. Disconnected from its reproductive function, intercourse as a recreation will become the juice of life. And then Bhagavatam says, men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction. And womanliness and manliness will be judged according to sexual expertise. They will arrange their marriages simply by verbal agreement. And will think their beauty depends on their hairstyle. That's a defining way. That's how they define beauty. How is your hairstyle? Then Bhagavatam says, women will have more children than they can properly take care of. And lose all shyness. This is about men and women. Then about nature. So in Shastras, even nature is considered conscious. Right? We have the universal form, is considered as the body of the Lord. And Vishnu is like the soul. The Bhagavatam says, because we misuse environment, abuse nature, environment, and there will be so many calamities in the form of natural disasters. So Bhagavatam says, harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. The citizens will suffer greatly from cold, wind, heat, rain and snow. They will be further tormented by quarrels, hunger, thirst, disease and severe anxiety. The maximum duration of life will be 50 years. Most plants and herbs will be tiny and all trees will appear like dwarfs. Clouds will be full of lightning. Homes will be devoid of piety and all human beings will have become like asses. So these are the horrifying descriptions of Kali Yuga given in the 12th canto. Yesterday I was reading an article about how demonic governments can spend so much money on so many things. Like in China, I read they have built so many homes, buildings, but no one is occupying them. Like we recently heard about the Noida Twin Towers ka crash, illegal building. In China, they have cities like this, where whole cities are built, several buildings, but no one is staying. Ghost cities, they call now. So 75 million to 100 million apartments are lying vacant. And now they are planning to destroy them. People have purchased homes, many of them, but no one is staying there. So all this, because multiple homes, too much land, too much space maybe. So entire cities like this, townships like this. Just imagine how much cement and bricks and all these things must have gone inside constructing them. And now it's all waste. Millions and billions of dollars spent on constructing these buildings, but all waste. So sometimes people abandon cities because there is no enough water, resources, all the things. And sometimes extravagantly building, but beyond the needs, supply is more than the demand. So in this way, Kali Yuga governments, demonic governments will, instead of investing the money and resources for the real benefit of human society, they will spend money on Ugra Karma. Like Prabhupada talks about factories and industrial enterprises where valuable human energy is sucked away, working there for 12, 14, 15, 18 hours and no time to practice the real goal of life. In the section of 5th canto, Rishabhdev section, we find the Prabhupada quotes this in Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Anunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya apranoti nasadhumanye yatatmanoyam asannape kleshada asadeha. So 3-4 verses come there. So Prabhupada says, people are mad, pramatta kurute vikarma. Mad after running after sense gratification. And they do not know that this present body, which is full of misery, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Yad indriya pritaya apranoti. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. Asannapik kleshada asadeha. This body is kleshada, designed to give us pain. One is considered to be a failure if in life, as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. Parabhavastavadabodayato yavanna jitnyasata atmatattvam. If he doesn't think about atmatattvam, until then he is considered a failure. As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another.
एवं मन कर्म वशं प्रयुंक्ते अविद्यात्मन्य उपधीयमाने। प्रीतिर्न यावन्मयि वासुदेवे। वन मस्ट डेवलप लव फॉर डिवोशन सर्विस टू वासुदेव, ओनली देन वन कैन हैव द ऑपर्चुनिटी टू गेट आउट ऑफ द बॉन्डेज ऑफ मटेरियल एक्जिस्टेंस। न मुच्यते देह योगेन तावत्। अंटिल देन, अंटिल वी डेवलप प्रीति और लविंग अट्रैक्शन टुवर्ड्स वासुदेवे, until then we are bound by this chain of fruitive actions and reactions. So Kaliyuga, although in spite of hearing all these negative descriptions about Kaliyuga, Kaliyuga has one supreme benediction. Krite yadhyayato vishnum tretayam yato mukhai dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtanat. There is a supreme benediction of this age of Kali, simply by, although Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan, although it is full of Dosha Nidhi, ocean of faults, Atti Heko Mahan, there is one supreme benediction. So within the Kali, within every age, Devamrata Maharaja writes in this book, within every age there is a glimpse of all other ages. In Satya Yuga also you will find certain glimpses of Treta, Dwapar and Kali. In Treta Yuga there is certain small glimpses of periods of Dwapar, Satya and Kali. And so in Kali Yuga also we have small windows of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. And the current period that we are going through in Kali Yuga is the golden age of Satya Yuga, where Lord Chaitanya has appeared, has ushered in this golden age for the next 10,000 years. And within the next 10,000 years, the Sankirtan movement will flourish, and anyone who takes to the process of chanting Krishna's holy names, surrendering to Krishna's devotional service, such a person can cross over all the unfortunate troubles that Kali Yuga has to offer us, like the hoofprint of a calf. We can cross over this ocean and go back to Godhead, go back to Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. So thank you so much for your kind attention. I'll stop here. Anyone has any comment or question?
ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 राम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे।